This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy wishes to advise the following program, Hide and Seek, is a show intended for an adult audience. Generally, our discussions are of a sexual nature and may contain coarse language and references to drugs.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hide and seek.
Sit back and enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride. And enjoy the enjoy. And enjoy the enjoy. And enjoy the enjoy.
Hide
and enjoy the ride.
Good evening and welcome to Hide and Seek. I'm Dean Beck.
And I'm James Finlay.
Hide and Seek is your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Now, in 2006, one of Australia's treasures received the Order of Australia Medal. And she received that for her work in encouraging the understanding and acceptance of the gay community. Her name is Shelley Argent. She's the national spokesperson for parents and friends of lesbians and gays, and she is also the president of the Queensland chapter of PFLAG. Shelley Argent, welcome to Hide and Seek.
Oh, thank you very much.
Shelley, your work has been somewhat long-running, but I discovered in my research that some things that you've been aiming towards still haven't been achieved, like consent for homosexuals in Queensland. It's still 18.
Yes, that's true. And I was talking to Anna Bly, at Christmas time, and she just didn't want to know about it. And I've spoken to other politicians in Queensland, and it's just not on the agenda.
I saw that on your bio, and I said to Dean, age of consent, what is she going on there about? And then he told me 18 for people in Queensland, well, for gay people in Queensland, and I was just shocked.
Yes, well, it's gay males. I think with lesbians, it's not an issue.
Well, I'm not surprised.
So don't ask me. But no, that's right, it's gay males.
And Shelley, you're focus throughout your entire time in being a spokesperson and an advocate for gay rights really has been about equality.
Yes.
Why is that? Why is it that you want to speak out on behalf of gay people all around the country?
Well, first, I have a gay son. And as I always say, I have two sons, one straight, one's gay. And I get really angry when the government and people generally with a lot of their beliefs and thinking think that my eldest son, James, is second rate just because he's gay. And as a mother, I mean, I love both my sons equally, and I just won't have anybody sort of put one down for something that he has no control over. He's done nothing wrong. It's a natural sexual orientation, and that's it as far as I'm concerned. And so I just keep working towards gaining acceptance, even just understanding in the general community, and I keep working towards getting equality nationally and state-wise, as you know, for his rights.
Shelley, in 1994, you did a social science degree.
Yes.
Was that, do you think, something going on in the back of your mind, or why
No.
was it that you I guess, did this social science degree that ultimately, I guess, has assisted you all the way since?
Well, actually, it was interesting because the reason that I went and did a degree was I had never done a degree. And I was always what I considered one of the world's greatest volunteers. I volunteered for everything. But I realised very quickly that people, if they chose not to listen to what I was saying, they could just ignore me because I didn't have a piece of paper that sort of said I knew what I was talking about because I was unqualified in everything. And so then in 94, I decided my boys had both gone to high school, and I thought, now this is my time. And so I then went and found this social science degree, and it was one of those with mature age entry and everything. It just suited me. And I've always had an interest in human rights. And then for this to be human rights based was just what I was looking for, because it was a real interest. But what it actually did was it didn't really, the skills that it gave me were confidence and research skills. And that's what I achieved mainly from that degree, because basically I couldn't even write a business letter before I went there. I didn't know how to use a computer. I didn't have any study skills, nothing. So for me, I always say, I think I was that 45 when I started, and I always had to work twice as hard to get half the results as everybody else. So, but it was a, it was an excellent thing.
Shelley, when your son James came out, tell me what your reaction was.
Well, my reaction actually surprised me, because I guessed that he was gay from about the age of 11. And
mums know.
Yeah, well, yeah. And I sort of didn't go into denial. And what I also did was I made it that we had a gay-friendly house, so that he wouldn't feel bad about himself, and because, you know, I didn't want that.
Can you describe what a gay-friendly house is like?
Well, a gay-friendly house is one that if a comment is made about a lesbian or a gay person, if it's made if it starts off negative, I used to turn it into a positive, or I would confront the person about why was it negative. We never allowed what I call poofter jokes or trivialising or anything like that of the lesbian and gay community, because that to me was condoning homophobia. So James always knew that if and when he decided that he was gay, he knew that he could come out to me, and shouldn't be an issue.
So this happened before he came out?
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yeah, yes, because I recognised he was gay before he did.
Uh-huh.
But my big problem was that when he did come out, I realised there was a big difference between thinking you have a gay child and knowing, because then you have to deal with it. And my concern was not what the neighbours would think, and I didn't go through the shame and the blame and all that. My big concern was what would happen to him. And it was still like, if you remember, in like 94, 95, people were still dying from AIDS-related illnesses, and homosexuality had only been decriminalised in Queensland for, you know, like 5 years earlier. There were no rights. There was nothing. And so this really frightened me. So what I did when I finished my degree, I went to work at the AIDS Council as a volunteer. So I thought there I would learn to understand what his life would be, and I wanted to be part of his life, and I wanted to be able to talk to him about safe sex and different things, because that was something that I always taught the boys when I thought they were both straight.
How did James react to Mum throwing herself in the deep end?
Well, he just thought, oh, yeah, that's Mum. He didn't think it was unusual. And I can tell you, it was funny, when he would come, because he moved out when he was about 19, and he would come home for dinner and things, and I'd say, oh, guess what I learnt today? And so I would be filling him in with all this safe sex knowledge.
This is Gay 101 from Mum.
Well, some of James's friends called it Gay Central. And sometimes if he had a friend with him or something, I'd say, oh, you know, this poor boy would just be looking at me like, my God, this woman is talking about such things. But I figured that if this boy was just a friend, well, that was okay. He was still getting extra knowledge. And if he was a potential partner of James, well, then they were both learning, you know, this extra information about safe sex. So that's just what I did. And then after being there for about a year, I got bored with, you know, photocopying and doing different things. And so then I started to think about a parent support group. And then in my research, I came across PFLAG. And the lady that was doing it, Coralie, she had had enough by that time. And she said, oh, look here, you take it. And so I did. But really all I was taking was the name. And then from there, I sort of made a conscious decision that if I was going to take this on, I wanted it to be run professionally, so that others, when they, you know, when I moved on, they had a base and everything else, and everything all set up. And it's just sort of gone on.
We're speaking with Shelley Argent, who's the national spokesperson for PFLAG, that's Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. Now, if you have a question for Shelley, please send us an SMS to 0427JOY949, or you can email us onair@joy.org.au. I'm sure Shelley, who is highly qualified to answer difficult questions, would love to, answer your question. So, Shelley, stay with us. We're going to take a short break and we'll be back with you very shortly. You're with Dean Beck and James Findlay here on Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Sponsored by Manhouse. Manhouse.com.au.
Our special guest in the first hour of Hide and Seek is Shelley Argent. She is the subject of Mum's the Word. It is this coming Monday's Australian Story, and she joins us again now. Shelley, we've had an SMS from one of our wonderful listeners, James.
Mm. And it says, I came out to my mother a year ago and I was quite young. I don't think she has truly acknowledged it. And she says, and it has been a bit of a shock. She said to me recently that she hopes that it's just a phase and that she needs some time to come to terms with it. For the life of me, I've tried to ease the topic back into discussion, but I don't really know what to say. Obviously, PFLAG would have a lot of experience in dealing with these sort of problems. What would you say are important things to do, and where should I find some help? That's from Mark.
Right. Well, first of all, tell him to, well, for Mark, to get onto our website, which is pflagbrisbane.org.au. Now, first of all, there's a booklet there that's called Sexuality is Not a Choice. He should download that and give it to Mum. And then there's also a brochure for questions that parents often, they say to me often, you know, they want to ask their children questions, but they don't know. So I've done a brochure that's all these questions that they can ask.
Yep.
And so I would suggest to Mark that he downloads both of those and then gives them to his mother. Also, too, he should find out, I don't know what state he lives in, but he should find out the name of the local PFLAG group or the number and give that to her. And also, too, he would be very welcome if you wanted to give him my mobile. I'd be happy to talk to him just one-to-one.
Yeah.
But also, too, very often he needs to understand, and so do others, that sometimes the younger the person comes out, the more inclined the parent is inclined to believe that it is just a phase.
Mm.
And very often they don't acknowledge it because they think that the young person will, in inverted commas, come to their senses.
Yeah.
And what he needs to do is just keep gently talking to Mum, saying things like, you know, this isn't a phase, Mum. I really do believe that I am gay. And he wants to probably talk to her about when he realised that he was gay or what caused him to realise he was gay, because, you know, sometimes, as you know, it might be that when he was at high school, he was looking at his friends, male friends, instead of looking at the girls and this sort of stuff. So he just needs to gently just keep talking to Mum about this. And when it's just quiet time, him and her, and I would also be making some time to be just with her to discuss this, to ease her in. Because sometimes what happens with parents in this sort of case, they're sort of going through this hope and worry that it is just a phase, and then when they finally do realise that it isn't a phase, that their son or daughter is gay or lesbian, then it's like a double grieving, and it's quite common, but it's certainly not helpful to the parent.
Shelley, when I told my mother that I was gay, she responded with, oh, well, you know, when we're growing up, we go through these phases and da da da. And I said, Mum, I've tried both sides of the fence. I know which side I'm on. She was more horrified that I'd had sex than that I was gay. Now, one of the things that absolutely delights me about you is your ability to speak freely about sex. And it's one of the things that this show, Hide and Seek,
prides ourselves on.
Indeed, and it's why we're here, to openly talk and communicate about sex. And in that space, we can talk freely and responsibly about how to do it and what to do it and why we do it.
And I think the thing is that I think, to me, sexuality is a natural part of life. but it's always treated as something that's you talk behind the hand or behind the, you know, the back door or something. And I really think that it needs to be brought out into the open and people to talk. I'm really not into dirty jokes, but if somebody wants to talk to me seriously about sex or sexuality, I'll talk to them about it for as long as I can or as long as they want.
Shelley, you've written so much that is wonderful resources that's available on the PFLAG website in Brisbane.
Yes.
Because I Love You, I want you to know, it's a booklet designed to assist those that are questioning their sexual orientation.
Yes, young people, yeah.
Lesbian Mums and Gay Dads,
mm-hmm.
Tips for parents disclosing their sexual and gender diversity. Questions for those who want to understand.
Yes.
What's that brochure about?
Well, that is the one that I was just saying about parents often say, I want to ask questions, but they don't know. And it's like, if you don't know anything about the topic, well, you don't know what to ask, do you?
And you've done a terrific information pack for homophobia in the workplace. And
yes.
And there's also one that I think very important. It's called Rural Families, Long Reach for Outreach.
Yes. Yes, that was one that was done a few years ago, and that one went to every school-based health nurse, the police, rural doctors, community workers. That one now is just about finished. I don't have really any more of those. But we've also just done another brochure. We had a student placement, and he was only young, and I asked him what he was really interested in, and he was talking about bullying in schools. So together we put this brochure together about it, and it's just directed to the teachers, and it's just to give them tips on how to, I mean, and really they shouldn't need tips, they should know, on how to recognise homophobia and give them tips on how to just prevent it. And it's just one of those things that we've done so that we can leave it on their lunch tables in the staff rooms, and it's just, again, it puts it to the front of their mind. And I think in the next week or so, they're going to be sent out to every high school in Queensland, and then we're also going to send them to all the different agencies, or as many as we can, across Australia.
Shelley, you've also written a book called Opening the Door.
Yes.
Now, I imagine that is an amazing resource for parents.
Well, it's interesting because that's what I wrote it for, but it's the gay community that's buying it, and they're saying how helpful they're finding it. It helps them understand their parents.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what
I just thought, wow, I didn't think of that.
So what it's giving them is an understanding of your perspective as a mother.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Yeah. And it's actually, that if anybody wants a book, it's selling at $20, which is including postage. And again, all they have to do is email me on pflagbriz@bigpond.com, and I will gladly send them a copy. And they, if they want to pay with the PayPal, they can do that on our website as well. So so that's going very well.
Now, Shelley, you don't shy away from taking on the bigwigs, and in fact, last year you stuck it right up Kevin Rudd with your own little online ad.
Mm, that's right. That actually ran on Channel 7 for a few weeks.
No way.
I am the proud mother of two sons. My eldest son is gay. The youngest is straight. My gay son should have the same rights as his brother, including the right to marry the person he loves.
Mm,
what have you got to say to our new Prime Minister?
Well, she's going to be hearing from me very soon.
Oh. What can she expect?
To be quite honest with it, I'm a bit overwhelmed at the moment. I've just come back from 2 weeks in London seeing James, and then with all the Australian story business going on, that's keeping me really busy. But I'm just waiting. I'm just sort of thinking, well, she's still settling in now, and it's still pre-election. So,
nice of you to let her settle in before you have a red hot go at her.
But you think about it. Everybody will be bombarding her with all their wants and needs. And so for a while I'm thinking she's going to be a little bit of a bit overwhelmed with all this. So I'm just giving her a bit of time, and I'm thinking, right, as soon as I feel that it's getting close to it, I will then start to write more letters, because that's what I was doing with Kevin Rudd up until about a month ago. He and every federal politician, including all the senators, they were getting letters at least once or twice a week from me.
Hey, Shelley, you know, if you want anything done,
yeah,
ask in an election year.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes, I do know that. yes, but I think with this, it's like when we were working on parental recognition and surrogacy, I did a huge campaign here in Queensland. Or I shouldn't say I, it was we, PFLAG. We did this huge campaign and we had ads on the telly and the radio and in the Courier Mail, and again I was writing letters every week to all the state politicians, and they totally ignored me. But then a few months after the election, or a year after the election, they then went and put it all through. Now, I'm not saying that's all just from me, but I certainly do think it helped.
Yeah.
This Monday night at 8 p.m. on the ABC, ABC One, Australian Story is titled Mum's the Word. It features Shelley Argent, and if I can just read this from the press release, it says, beyond her manicured and forthright exterior, it is in fact her very ordinariness that makes Shelley truly extraordinary. She is simply a suburban mother who expects the law to provide her gay son with the same equality and opportunities afforded to her other heterosexual child. Shelley Argent, thank you so much for joining us here on Hide and Seek tonight.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye.
You're with Dean Beck and James Findlay. This is Joy 94.9.
Hide and Seek.
It's your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. On Joy 94.9. Sponsored by Manhouse. Leather, rubber, lifestyle. Manhouse.com.au.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.